is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Charles Portis, born in El Dorado, Arkansas, 1933, author of the novel Norwood and True Grit, which came out in 1968, the story of a 14-year-old girl, Maddie Ross, wants to avenge the murder of her father and enlists the aid of Rooster Cogburn, a washed-out old U.S. Marshal. It's the anniversary of the first movie screening for which people paid admission. 1895, the Grand Café in Paris, the Lumière brothers Auguste and Louis got an audience to pay to watch their film Workers Leaving the Lumière Factory. It was 46 seconds long, a single-shot static camera showing the factory gates opening, dozens of workers pouring out into the street, some on foot, some on bicycle, and ended with the gate being closed. It was on this day in 1973 that Alexander Solzhenitsyn published The Gulag Archipelago, his recollection of 8 years in the forced labor camps in the Soviet Union. He had been serving on the front lines during World War II when he was accused of spreading anti-Soviet propaganda because in a letter he had referred to Joseph Stalin as the man with the mustache. For that, he was sentenced to 8 years in the labor camps, camps that were spread all over the Soviet Union like little islands, which was where Solzhenitsyn got the idea for using archipelago in the title of his book. He wrote the book while he was living in the Soviet Union. He made copies, carbon copies, microfilm copies, which had been smuggled out of the country. In 1970, he won the Nobel Prize in Literature for his book One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. And 3 years later, the Gulag Archipelago was published in Russian in Paris, became a worldwide sensation, and he was declared a non-person and deported. He flew to the United States. Stanford University invited him to come. He never liked the U.S., eventually settled in Vermont. He refused to become fluent in English, thought American music was intolerable, thought Americans were materialistic. In 1989, Mikhail Gorbachev invited him to return, and he did. Solzhenitsyn in 1994, died in 2008. Here's a poem by Kenneth Rexroth, Night Below Zero. 3 a.m., the night is absolutely still. Snow squeals beneath my skis, plumes on the turns. I stop at the canyon's edge, stand looking out over the great valley, over the millions in bed, drunk, loving, tending mills, furnaces, alone, wakeful as the world rolls in chaos. The quarter moon rises in the black heavens over the sharp constellations of the cities. The cold lies crystalline and silent, locked between the mountains. A poem by Kenneth Rexroth, Night Below Zero, from the Complete Poems of Kenneth Rexroth, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Fox Searchlight, presenting Jackie, from director Pablo Larraín, starring Natalie Portman as the First Lady, in the days following the assassination of JFK as she fights to cement her husband's historical legacy, now playing. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.